From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump has rejected talks for now with the Taliban insurgency in the wake of a series of deadly attacks in Afghanistan that have killed and wounded hundreds.
When we see what they're doing and the atrocities that they're committing and killing their own people, and those people are women and children, many, many women and children that are totally innocent, it is horrible.
Mr. Trump cited attacks, including that in the heart of Kabul on Saturday, that left more than 100 dead and twice that many wounded.
So there's no talking to the Taliban. We don't want to talk to the Taliban. We're going to finish what we have to finish. What nobody else has been able to finish, we're going to be able to do it.
Mr. Trump unveiled a new South Asia policy last year that includes deployment of additional U.S. troops. Michael Kugelman, South Asia expert at the Woodrow Wilson Center, said Mr. Trump's position is the right one.
Now, I think it's notable that Trump did not rule out the possibility of talks down the road. He said that if conditions change, maybe we would reconsider. But, you know, I don't think it's a surprise, and I don't think this administration really seriously was entertaining the idea of pursuing talks with the Taliban. But, you know, what we heard from Trump, I think, was very much, was not at all a surprise.
Afghan's UN ambassador said there are reconcilable elements within the Taliban insurgency who are in touch with his government and engaged in talks. New Liberian President George Weah Monday pledged to take a pay cut, describing the West African country's economy as in dire condition. In his first State of the Nation address, the former international football star described the economy as broken, with the currency in free fall, inflation on the rise. Weah said unemployment is at an unprecedented level and the country's foreign reserves at an all-time low. Mr. Weah also vowed to crack down on what he called endemic corruption. This is VOA News. Russia Tuesday will host what is billed as a Syrian Congress of National Dialogue at the Black Sea Resort of Sochi. The Syrian opposition, along with Britain and France, said they'll not attend. One opposition leader said Russia is simply trying to take over the political process after intervening militarily 3 years ago. Andrew Tablers with the Washington Institute for Near East Policy.
I think there's a lot of truth in that. The Russians, since their intervention in 2015, have wanted to drive not just the military process, but the political process. And I think that's what they hope to achieve with this meeting.
Tabler also supports the idea of Sochi meeting as an effort to create a separate peace process that could undermine UN efforts to end the seven-year conflict.
It's unlikely that the Sochi meeting itself will bring anything other than to augment the process in Geneva, which has not itself not been going very well. So it's another attempt to try and go around, I think, the Geneva process, and we'll have to see what the Russians come up with.
Meanwhile, more than 30 were killed following government airstrikes that struck the town of Sakhareb in rebel-held Idlib province. Fighting also reported to be intense between Kurdish YPG militia and Turkish forces in Afrin province. Cameroonian separatist leader Julius Ayuk Tabe, arrested in Nigeria earlier this month, has been deported to Cameroon. He's president of a self-declared breakaway state made up of Anglophone regions in the majority French-speaking country. The separatists have recently taken up arms in a bid to form their own country. 23 African countries Monday announced the launch of the Single African Air Transport Market, aimed at creating greater access, eliminating restrictions on airline ownership, and liberalizing air frequencies as a way to cut costs. The continent's air travel has been hampered in the past by protectionism, high taxes, and stiff regulation. At a swearing-in ceremony for his second Health and Human Services Secretary Monday, President Donald Trump was asked by reporters about his second State of the Union address to be delivered to a joint session of Congress late Tuesday.
It's a big speech, an important speech. We cover immigration, and for many years, they've been talking immigration. They never got anything done. We're going to get something done.
Mr. Trump is also expected to appeal for bipartisanship on major spending for infrastructure while underscoring the improving U.S. economy. The VOA will carry the speech live beginning 1:45 Universal Time Wednesday. The U.S. announced Monday it's resuming admissions of refugees from 11 countries identified as high security risks in the Middle Eastern and African regions with enhanced screening. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer at the end of a sixth round Monday said talks to renegotiate the North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA, involving Canada and Mexico are making slow progress. He said the core issues are now finally being discussed, the next round scheduled in Mexico in late February. Ireland Monday said it will hold a referendum in May whether to lift a constitutional ban on most abortions. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.